I trust in God. I know He cares for me. On mountain tops or on the stormy seas, though billows roar, He heals my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. I know He cares for me. On mountain tops or on the stormy seas, though billows roar, my soul, and my heavenly Father watches over me. Welcome, 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 welcome to all those who are listening on this broadcast as it is going out live right now. On this, the 11th day of September 2025, my name is Minister Michelle Smith, and I'm here to just release to you what God has placed on my heart to tell His people about this morning. But before I go into the word that was given to me, let us just invite the presence of the Lord with us. Father, as we, Your people, come, Lord God, to look to You again as the sovereign Lord, King of kings and Father of the universe, we just ask You to sit with us, to abide with us, to direct everything that is said and is done, and cause the hearts of those who hear this word when it is ministered unto them to be blessed immensely and to have the desire, God, to stick to the fight until the end, because God, You have some things for us that they without us will not be made perfect. So God, I thank You right now for hearing, for answering, and bringing the right persons who need to hear this word to be connected to this word in Jesus' name. And if this word, when I minister to your heart, don't forget to share it, like it. So that it may reach to more persons all across the world. Bless you. What I got to minister to you today is coming to us from the book of Daniel chapter 3. It's a well-known passage of scripture, known by a lot of persons. But we want to zero in a little bit on, I want you to read all of Daniel chapter 3. But I want to zero in to about from verse 8 to about verse 16 thereabouts, so that the meat of what I'm trying to say to you, you can get. But the whole of it is in the entire book. But, you know, the scripture speaks to, I'm going to paraphrase now, the scripture speaks to the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the king Nebuchadnezzar, who wanted everybody to bow to a great image that he had set up. And if they do not bow to it when they start to play the music, the different kind of musical instrument as the scripture speaks about, then he would cause them to be thrown immediately into a fiery furnace that was heated several times over. You know, hot, very hot. That's what is the important thing, that it was heated very hot. So there's no chance that whosoever was thrown in it would come out alive. That was the mission. That was the purpose. And the three Hebrew boys decided that they are going to stand for their God. They're not going to bow. They don't believe in this. They don't practice idol worship. They don't believe in worshiping any other God except the Most High God, you know. So they did not give in to this request, even though it came from the king. They did not submit to this request. And so as the scripture speaks, it says that they were informed upon by some Chaldeans who told the king that these Hebrew boys that you put in rule over the province, you know, they have defied your order. They have failed to obey your order, and they do not bow or plan to bow to this statue that you put up. So the king was angry. He was upset. He was infuriated when he heard this, that somebody was going to not obey the decree that he, the king, the authority of the land, had set up. And so he decided that he's going to throw them into the furnace. They say Eve, and the boys decided they are not going to, you know, be unfaithful to their God, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he threw them, got some strong men to bind them in the very clothes they were having on and throw them in the fire. And as you read and follow, you can see that the very strong men who put them, want to put them in the fire, they fell down and died. And then they fell, the three Hebrew boys fell into the fire. You know, to show you how hot it is, the very heat from the flames killed those who wanted to throw them in it. But in the midst of this circumstance that they fell into the fire, the Lord was with these Hebrew boys. And when the king looked again afterwards in the fire, he saw that there was a fourth man in the fire. And he himself said that this looks like the Son of God. And the men were also loose in the fire. They were walking around and loose in the fire. And he had to go up. You see, oh, God preserved him. The other strong men died approaching the flames. But he, God allowed him to approach the flames and call them to come out. So they came out. And when they came out, they were not bound. They were loose. He called them out and they walked out of that circumstance. They walked out of that situation and came to the king. And when the king saw how God was able to deliver these Hebrew boys out of that situation, that trap that was set by the enemy, you know, the king had to attest that there is no other God like unto the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he signed another decree that everybody must worship the God of these three boys. So their faithfulness to God caused a great reward. A great reward. You know what we are talking about right now? Looking better than your circumstance. That's what is happening here. You had a circumstance that looked like it was going to overcome you. But God caused you in the end to look better than the circumstance, to have a better outcome than the circumstance wanted to happen. God caused you to come out of it looking better than how you went into your circumstances. So looking better than your circumstance. What was the problem that these Hebrew boys were faced with? They were faced with a very powerful king who should not be toyed with, who must be listened to and obeyed implicitly. There was a massive idol that was set up. That was another issue that they had. They had people who would criticize them for their belief, that, and because they would not yield, they were criticized for that. They had a binding decree by the king. They had the fear of being punishment, of receiving punishment and being ridiculed. There was a strictly outlined punishment for those who defied the decree. They had the strong men who bound them and cast them into the furnace. They had this massive furnace that was heated several times hot. And they also had a situation that they couldn't help themselves because they were bound and they fell into the fire. But what God did, because of their willingness to stand for him and to fight for him, God showed up and surrounded them and loosed their bonds. God, when they were loose now, they were moving. They weren't restricted. God had caused them to have freedom. They were moving in the fire and possibly worshiping in there, giving God thanks. Because the Lord was there, so that means his presence was surrounding them. And in the presence of God, there is liberty. And in liberty, it facilitates worship. The enemy had to now acknowledge their God and serve him, and to command everyone in the nation to serve the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They received a promotion again from the king to be in charge in the city of Babylon. They came out of the flame with no hurt. Their clothes was not destroyed. They didn't even smell of the smoke. No smoke was on them to say that they are coming out of a fire. So the stench of your situation doesn't have to follow you if you will be obedient to God. Because not even the smell of smoke were on them. They got an apology from their enemy. Nebuchadnezzar had to apologize and say, truly, there is no other God besides your God. They got the respect of the nation, the respect of the king. So I'm telling you, the way to get you looking better than your circumstance is to make sure that whatever you, when you are defending the cause of Christ, you keep committed unto it. Do not let anyone cause you to give up or give in, especially when you know that you heard from God. You know that God is to be reverenced, and this is one of the things that God doesn't like, or one of the things that God hates. If God don't like it and don't hate it, if everybody else wants you to go that way, do not go that way. Stick to what God has instructed you to follow. Because of their obedience to stand for right, look at how God made their circumstance have no stronghold over them. He broke the stronghold of the circumstances over their life. So what I'm saying to you, the word that is coming out of all that I've said today, if you don't hear anything else, hear this, what I'm saying to you. Do not sell or give up on your faith in God or your faith in Jesus for nothing, because your faith is a guarantee of victory. As the scripture states, you will reap if you faint not. That's found in Galatians 6 and the verse 9. So saints of God, children of God, people everywhere, when you hear this, do not sell God out for anything. If God said it, just believe it and it is done. And he will cause you to come out of any circumstances looking, feeling better than when you went into that circumstance. The Lord bless you, each and every one. I pray that this word, you'll allow it to be applied to your heart, that when the test of times come, you will not go under, but you will remain faithful so God can make you into an overcomer. Share this live once it ministers to your spirit. Share it. That someone going through something will know that if you stick with God, he will stick with you. In Jesus' name, amen.